Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Q1 FY26 for Alpax Solar Limited, ASL. Let us begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, President and Managing Director. Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, a mechanical engineer from Punjab University, has been a stalwart and a pioneer in the field of solar manufacturing and currently serves as the General Secretary of the Indian Solar Manufacturers Association, ISMA, where he has also served as a president for 12 years and played a pivotal role in advocating for the favorable government policies that benefit solar manufacturers. His impeccable reputation within the solar manufacturing industry has solidified his position as a respected leader and driving force for the solar manufacturing industry in India. Also joining us today is Mr. Aditya Sehgal, CEO. Mr. Aditya Sehgal has a bachelor's degree in science with a focus on electrical engineering from the prestigious University of California. As the CEO of Alpax Solar, Mr. Aditya Sehgal has been driving the global export opportunity and is focused on developing newer markets. At this moment, all participants are in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, you may click on the Q&A tab to ask a live question. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to request Mr. Ashwani Sehgal, President and Managing Director, to give his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, and good evening to all of you, the investors and future investors for Alpax Solar Limited. I warmly welcome you all to this earnings call. Hope I am audible. With me, I have my own team. Monika Sehgal is with me. She is the full-time director in the company. Then I have Vipin Sehgal. He is the executive director in the company, and he's the backbone for all the technical matter. He's an engineer from GNE, Punjab University, with almost 25 years of experience in the cell line, sorry, in the solar field. Monika Sehgal, sorry, I forgot to tell that she is a software engineer from MP University, and she is taking care of all the softwares and personal department at the company, and she has ample experience. She's been with the company for the last almost 30 years. Then we have Aditya Sehgal. He's the young blood in the company, and he's an electrical engineer from University of California, and he has worked in the USA in a robotics company for 3 years. Before that, 5 years of electrical engineering, and he has joined Alpax and now driving the technical backbone as well as the exports and other various expansions in the company. Then we have Mr. L. K. Dhamija. He is the Vice President, Finance, and he has ample and long experience with various banks like HDFC, PNB, etc., and he's driving the expansion of Alpax Solar, and he's the source of all the finance for the company. And with his able experience and able hands, we are sure the company will progress further. And then we have Udaya Sehgal, the CFO of the company. She is again has worked with ByteDance. It's a Chinese multinational which grew out of proportions, and she launched one of their music app also. And she has done master's from Imperial College London, and now she is driving the finance in the company with the team and as well as Mr. Dhamija. And then you are being ably handled by Sakshi Tomar. She is our company secretary and backbone for all the investors and all the queries and all the expansion in the exchanges and SEBI, etc. She's taking care of all. So I extend a warm welcome to all these able team members. And now I would request to show a teaser on our cell line. and then we can talk.
Thank you, sir. I would like to request Mr. Aditya Sehgal, promoter CEO, to discuss the investor presentation with everyone. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Thank you, everyone, for being here today at Alpec Solar's quarterly earnings call. I would like to run you through a deck going over a little bit about the company, how we've performed this quarter, and our future expansion plans, after which we can dive right into a Q&A session. A brief background of Alpec Solar. We have been in the solar PV manufacturing industry for well over 18 years now. We were founded by three founders with a cumulative 80 plus years of experience. Currently, we're well past 375 employees as our team size. Our solar panel manufacturing capacity is standing at 1.2 gigawatts, soon to be expanded, as I will get to in a bit. Over the years, we have also installed well over 21,000 solar water pumps across India, and a majority of our revenues are derived from domestic sales. Since our listing, we have been experiencing massive growth internally and externally. And to aid that growth, we also have massive expansion plans. Over the next 2 years, we're looking at increasing our solar module manufacturing capacity to 3.6 gigawatts cumulative, setting up a new 1.6 gigawatt solar cell line, manufacturing 12,000 metric tons of aluminum frame every year, and also carrying out 150 megawatts of EPC installations, as well as 100 megawatts of IPP agreements. To aid with this growth, we're also planning on well over doubling our headcount in the coming years. And the core engineering team for solar cell manufacturing is now being sent in part to Taiwan and China for training at some of the largest cell manufacturers across the world. Our performance is showing how it's reflecting just as well how much we're growing. Our revenues between quarter one of FY25 and quarter one of FY26, we're seeing massive growth with our revenues jumping from 76 crores in FY25 to 380 crores in FY26 quarter by quarter. Similarly, we're seeing a growth in EBITDA as well from 4 crores to 65 crores. And our PAT growing from 1 crore to 42 crores. Similarly, we're also seeing a growth in our margins with our EBITDA margin growing almost 12% from 5% to 17%, and our PAT growing from 1.4% to 11%. Similarly, we're also seeing growth in our year-over-year performance with our revenue between FY24 and 25 growing from 400 crores to 780 crores, our EBITDA growing from 38 crores to 128 crores, our PAT growing from 29 crores to 83 crores. And our margins are supporting this growth as well, with our EBITDA margins growing from 9.4 crores to 16.4 crores, and PAT margins growing from 7% to 10.7%. key highlights of quarter one. We were recently allocated 21 acres of land in an industrial park developed by MPIDC, Madhya Pradesh. For manufacturing of renewable energy equipment, such as solar panels, cells, and so on. We have also signed with Mr. Rahul Dravid as our brand ambassador. And we've announced some major orders. We have secured an order from MSEDCL worth 45 crores to supply 2,000 solar water pumps. An order from SECI worth 210 crores for supply of solar PV modules. An order worth 65 crores from Harira, an order worth 245 crores from CMPTIL. And finally, we have an order book worth 989 crores from three leading manufacturers. We also opted for CRISIL to review our credit rating once more, where they have given us a long-term rating of BBB with a positive outlook and a short-term rating of NA3 plus. Just a few photos of our expansion site in Kosi for our cell manufacturing facility. The structure is being built, and the shed and roofs will be in place very, very soon. I would want to skip through our journey over the decades, but we were incorporated in 93, and in 2007, we moved into solar PV manufacturing. And over the years, we have now grown into a relatively large solar PV module manufacturer with multiple levels of growth coming up in the next 2 years. We are also supported by various branch offices across India, as well as now six announced manufacturing facilities coming up in the next 2 years. Unit one being our headquarters and primary manufacturing facility for solar PV modules in Greater Noida. Unit two being our facility in Kosi for our cell manufacturing line. Unit three being another piece of land next to our Kosi facility for ancillaries. Unit four being another plot in Kosi adjoining our cell facility. This will support our solar module manufacturing facility. Unit five is a ready shed we have rented out in Greater Noida to support our third module manufacturing facility. And finally, Unit six is our land in Madhya Pradesh. We also cater to multiple clients, such as Tata Power, Indian Oil, NTPC, Rotomag, V-Guard, Claro, and many more. So diving deeper into our expansion plans, over the next years, we are looking at a cumulative 3.6 gigawatts of module manufacturing capacity. At this stage, phase one, we are already at 1.2 gigawatt in Greater Noida. In FY 2025-26, we will be adding an additional 1.2 gigawatt module manufacturing capacity in Greater Noida in Ecotech. And finally, third phase, in FY 2026-27, we will be adding our third 1.2 gigawatt line in Kosi, adjacent to our cell manufacturing line. Similarly, we're also expanding vertically. We're adding aluminum frame capacity, where we are processing 6,000 metric tons of frame per year in Greater Noida. And we're adding an additional 6,000 metric tons frame processing in Kosi, close to our solar module line. And finally, the big project everybody's waiting for. We have a 1.6 gigawatt cell line being installed in Kosi. This will be handled in three phases, with phase one being a 500 megawatt line installed by the end of the current financial year. 6 months after which, we will add an additional 500 megawatt. And finally, phase three, a year from then, will be 600 megawatt added, totaling to 1.6 gigawatts total. The facility will be utilized to manufacture Monopoke and TOPCon cell technology. Additionally, forward integration, we are also looking at massive growth in the EPC and IPP sectors, with the first 15 megawatt of EPC installation done by FY 2025. 95 megawatt total EPC installations by FY 2026, and a cumulative 150 megawatt of EPC installations by FY 2027. Similarly, we're targeting 60 megawatts of IPP agreements by FY 2026, and an additional 40 megawatt, bringing us up to 100 megawatt of IPP agreements by FY 2027. Alpiq Solar is not just a standalone company. We're now turning into a group, with Alpiq Solar Limited being the parent company, under which we have Alpiq Green Energy that carries out EPC and IPP efforts. And adjacent to that, we have Alpiq GH2 Private Limited, which is undertaking R&D in the hydrogen storage devices space. Under Alpiq Green Energy, we also have Chandra Energy Private Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of Alpiq Green Energy, handling a few IPP agreements. And that's all for me. I think we can jump into a Q&A session. Sagar, you want to jump back and moderate?
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please click on the Q&A tab on the panel and click on the raise hand button. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. Please accept the prompt on your screen and unmute your microphone while proceeding with your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of results. Hopefully, I'm audible. Thank you so much, sir. So just wanted to, you know, touch base upon, like, our Q1 been really wonderful. So could we give any, you know, guidance for how we see FY26 panning out in terms of revenue and margins?
Okay, Darshil, I'll answer this question. I would not say it's a great question. It is a obvious question. Everybody is interested in this. Before I answer your question, I would like to welcome you all once again and share with you the stunning SunPower performance, which we have done yet again. So stunning SunPower performance yet again. So this is becoming our message line for all our communications. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So this is becoming our tagline for all the businesses because we are habitually producing good results. And at our previous investor calls or conferences, we have said that we have given a guidance that we will grow 2x. So we are proudly sharing this with you that for the last couple of quarters or year on year or half year on half year. So we are maintaining this kind of momentum. And for answering to Darshil, so you can expect a similar growth. And our guidance of 2x will give you where we are going. And hope this answers your question.
Thank you very much. But in just wanted ask a bit about our margins. So as we scale up our revenue, will we see some operating leverage that can help get better margins, or how do they behave? Because if I could see, like, in Q4 and Q1 we've had around 16.5% of operating margins, but previously in Q2, Q3 last year, we had a slightly higher margin. So just wanted to understand, as our revenues, kick in more and more, will we get better margins, or how would they operate, sir?
We hope to maintain these margins, or maybe because our capacity utilization is going, is getting expanded, and our margins would also commensurate with that. And will be better and increase with this stuff. I don't know what's happening.
Fair enough, sir. And sir, multiple capexes are coming online, I think, by the end of FY26. Like, I think phase one of our solar cell as well as IPP is coming online by the end of FY26. So I just wanted to know what's the status for these projects, and, like, with these projects coming in, how would our FY27 look, sir?
Once again, a good question. This thing, yes, a lot of capex is coming up, but I would be happy to share with you that most of this capex is being done through internal generation and hardly a very small amount of debt is being used. And at the same time, it is in our public domain that we are doing a preferential. So it is through equity and a very small amount of debt. So since we had already taken a leap and we have sorry guys, there is some problem with the camera.
Software issue,
Huh?
software issue.
Software issue.
I'll bring my
Sakshi, उसको प्रॉब्लम शिफ्ट हो. सो ओके कमिंग बैक टू द क्वेश्चन, एम आई ऑडिबल एट
यस
लीस्ट?
यस सर, यस सर, वी कैन हियर यू.
ओके ओके सो केपेक्स इज कमिंग अप, बट नॉट अ लार्ज केपेक्स इज थ्रू डेट. सो वी होप टू मेंटेन ऑल दीज मार्जिन्स. एंड एट द सेम टाइम आईपीपी, यस वी हैव अनाउंस्ड आईपीपी, बट द आईपीपी इन्वेस्टमेंट इज लिटिल डाउन द लाइन, फर्दर डाउन द लाइन. Once we have tied up, because it is under a subsidiary, so once we finalize all the fundraise and all, then only we will be able to spend in that. So from Alpec Solar point of view, we are progressing smoothly, safely, and at a tremendous pace.
Okay, fair enough, sir. But just like after these capexes, like FY27 would again we'd be able to, you know, maintain that 2x speed, or would it even be higher because massive capex is coming online, sir?
We would we have informed in the past also that we are a conservative company. We are a first generation entrepreneurs, and we would like to grow at a rapid pace, but still would keep a reasonable pace. So yes, 2x is our target, but we feel that we might grow slightly better than that, but our guidance is 2x only.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And just wanted to know in general, like how's the, you know, landscape in the industry right now in terms of like, is there some competition happening, or, you know, multiple people are coming into this solar cell manufacturing and solar landscape? So just wanted to know overall, how do you feel the landscape is there? Is there going to be a, you know, competition intensity increasing, or just you know, more the people merrier? How do we see that, sir?
yes, competition is increasing. Many people are jumping into the bandwagon, and me too are also happening. From the government of India, the mandate is very clear that the manufacturing has to happen in India only, and all the backward and forward integration, all the components, we have to be Atmanirbhar. From the ISMA platform, which is Indian Solar Manufacturers Association, we understand on a continuous basis from the government, the interaction with the government and the policy makers, that everything we have to produce, and India does not have to depend on China or other countries. For this, the reasonable, or I would say a very, very robust policy is already in place. So you would have known that ALCM, which is Approved List of Cell Manufacturers, is already in place. So we feel that yes, the competition might grow, but at the same time, the market is also growing at a rapid pace. And for the able players and those who have ample experience in this business, so I would say good expansion and good growth pictures is possible. So which we are in, I would say, utilizing this. And at the same time, we have, for example, for our solar cell line. So we started even before others planned, and because we knew that this policy is coming up, and this facility was planned even before our the IPO. So competition, yes, will increase, but at the same time, market is growing, and there's ample opportunity for rapid growth for good experienced players. We are one of the most experienced players with almost 18 years of manufacturing experience. I hope I have
Perfect.
answered. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sushil Choksey from Indus Equity Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Choksey, your line is unmuted from our end. Please proceed with your question. Mr. Choksey, if the line is muted from your end, please unmute from your end and please proceed with your question.
No, good software issue because it's not our problem.
Backend version.
Okay.
As there is no response from the line of the current participant, we'll move on to our next question. Our next question comes from the line of Bhavya Shah from 3A Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. So my question is, you have announced a capex of around 600 CR and 240 CR are raised from warrant issue and preferential issue. So remaining portion, how will be raised? Can you give some guidance?
Okay. So the balance amount will be raised through internal accruals and a very small amount of debt will be raised, very small amount.
Okay. So no further equity dilution will be done, right?
Yeah, after this preferential, nothing is planned.
Okay. Okay. No problem. Thank you, sir. And my question is, you are planning to export to USA. And due to this tariff situation, what is your outlook that after some time will you be starting exporting to USA?
I would like to this question to be answered by Aditya. Aditya, over to you.
I think it's a little more multifaceted than just yes or no. So US has a decent amount of module capacity also coming up. And as you mentioned, the tariff situation is not looking too great. But I think where we are potentially seeing a market is at the end of the day, cell export actually to the US more than anything. If you look at a few other Indian cell manufacturers, they are also seeing an opportunity. And because there's not as much cell capacity outside of China. So there is definitely potential for growth in that area. Module at this moment is a little tough to say, unless we do some like hyper customized solution. But given our current order books and how much demand there is in our case, it's a little hard to do low volume customized solutions. I hope that gives you an idea
yes. So my question is, once that cell line will be up to work, then our margins will be expanded or not? If you have cell manufacturing and module both in-house, so what's your outlook on that?
So can I divert this question to Vipin Sehgal, the executive director in the company?
Thank you, Ashwini. Well, definitely, the margin will improve. You will have cell margin. Right now, we are playing on the module margin. So definitely, margin will improve. Thank you.
Yes, sir, can you quantify something out 200 bps, 300 bps?
Okay, I can add to that. I can reply on that. You see the industry EBITDA levels when they are a integrated module and cell player. I would not name. There are now two or three players in the industry who are producing cells as well as modules. So which we will be in another 6 to 8 months time. So over there, the EBITDA levels are EBITDA levels are around 35%, and net profit margins are around 25%. So we also will have a similar kind of margins.
Okay. My next question is, what is your planning about like every single player in industry are moving toward IPP? So it is a safety net. If in India overcapacity of solar is achieved, they are moving towards IPP. So what's your view that in coming years by 2030 or 2032, overcapacity issues will be faced in India?
The thing is, every company, every business, they would like to safeguard their cash businesses, and they would like to expand vertically backward or forward. So which we are also doing the same thing. So in backward, we are doing cells and as well as aluminium frame, and downwards we are having our EPC and IPP business. So basically this is safeguarding and generating extra cash. This kind of the downward vertical integration creates bigger opportunities for companies. For example, I have answered this question earlier also. In the EPC field, you just need extra, earlier all the EPC tenders were being won by non-manufacturers. With the advent of ALMM, approved list of module manufacturers, so these plain vanilla EPC players, they will have to buy these solar panels from companies like Alpex or Vari or Vikram or something like that. So if this company, our own company, goes into EPC business or IPP business, so we have a definite advantage that earlier they could buy from China, etc., but now they cannot buy from China. So plain vanilla EPC companies or IPP companies, they have a little disadvantage over the companies which they have backward integration and those who have their own source of modules or cells. So it serves double purpose. It will add top line, bottom line, as well as create a cushion for an extra competition which might happen later on. So this is
and
it.
My next question is, what is realization per unit per megawatt currently, and how could you see in coming years?
So nowadays we are generating 1.7 crore approximately per megawatt, and as of now we are maintaining, and in the past few days or few months, I would say the prices are strengthening a little bit. And with the advent of ALCM, which is the approved list of cell manufacturers, which will happen from the June of next year, we don't see much that the prices will go down. They may hold stable, or in the rare occasion that additional capacity, if it gets delayed, then the prices might go up also. So there is not only one. I know in the industry, a lot of proposals, or I would say announcements, are there that this company will create this kind of capacity or something like that. So capacities will take time. So in the next 2 or 3 years, we see robust growth with the robust margins. That is our take. Thank you.
Okay. And how much cell constitutes in a module? If my module is of 1 crore, how much cost does cell constitutes for entire module?
Vipin, you are a technical guy. You can.
Thank you. It's 50 to 55% is the cell component. Rest will be the balance of material plus your workmanship cost.
Okay. And my last question, what is the payback period of this 600 CR capex?
You mean the total expenditure timeline?
Yes, total 600 crore.
So we hope to finish all the expansion and the sale expenditure by the month of next July or August. So by that time, everything will be in place, and the company is looking at a bright future with our own cell line also operational, 1.6 gigawatt fully, and aluminium, and then modules also 2.4 plus 1.2, 3.6 gigawatt.
I'm sorry, sir. The capex will be payback in how many years?
Payback, huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, it's a, I would say, little difficult question. You can calculate it. We have given an idea of a PAT around 25%, and we are growing at 2x. So when we have the cell production, so from that, you can very easily estimate.
Yes, yes, yes. Got it, got it. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
You. Good question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Chitresh Lunawat from Gartner. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, my question is regarding, sir, we have doing TOPCon cell, but a few players in the south, we have seen, like, you know, they are going for the mono PERC top cell, and by spending 250 crores, they're able to do 1.2 gigawatt of cell manufacturing, so which is using the second hand machine from China. So what's your take on that, and, you know, what advantages will we have?
Companies take various routes to diversify backward integration, etc., etc. And we are starting with the mono PERC line, okay? And we, since we have 18 years of manufacturing experience, so manufacturing TOPCon cell directly is somewhat risky, and there is ample demand for mono PERC cells as of now. So we are sitting on an order book of around 1,600 crore. Out of that, 90% is mono PERC. So it is prudent that we start with mono PERC, and by the time TOPCon becomes more and more prevalent in the market, so we will be able to change the line from mono PERC to TOPCon. So this is our plan.
My question was regarding, you know, in China, if you see, the mono PERC is kind of empty.
Okay, we are aware that the lines are available, and there are a lot of announcements on in reality, I have not seen any single line coming so far which has been erected or it has started to produce. Once we actually see, because cell manufacturing is quite a tricky and a difficult business vis-a-vis module manufacturing. So, and it depends a lot on not only the tools or machinery, but on the team and the experience of the team and the collaborators with whom you are working. So we actually will not be able to comment what others are doing. We can comment on what we are doing. Thank you.
So we are not going to take any second hand machinery or something like that. So
we will stick with the machinery.
And we are getting the machineries from?
So this is a complete lines are coming from Korea, Taiwan, and China. Three countries put together.
Okay. And any plans for moving further into TOPCon in the coming years? Because China is already TOPCon. They're moving into back contact and other technology.
Our plans are ready, and we are going in for TOPCon at a later date, because as I explained, we have a heavy order book of mono PERC as of now, and mono PERC, the life is still 3 to 4 years, we feel will be the demand in the market, and so we will be able to produce TOPCon when we require. Thank you.
Okay. And regarding mono PERC, so I think with the 1.6 gigawatt line, so other companies make profit of around 200 odd crore currently itself. So can we expect the same from the cell line for LPX itself?
Because we don't see big pressure on the margins, because ALC, by the time we start manufacturing, the ALCM will be in place. Rather, we will be, our first cell is targeted to be produced around February end or March first week. So, and the June is the timeline for the ALCM. So, so market is will be buoyant at that time. So we don't see that there will be pressure on the margins. So we hope to at least maintain the similar margin levels which others are maintaining.
Okay. My only thing was, like, so like in LPX we're moving to everything like module, aluminium frame, cells, EPC.
I'm sorry.
So in the LPX Solar, so we are currently we are doing everything, right? We're manufacturing modules, cell, aluminium frame. Also, we are trying to do.
Yeah. It is in the same.
In the EPC as well. But when we know the margins in cells are higher. Any plans that we concentrating more there, like putting more capital towards the cell capacity? Because modules is anyway, so much of capacity has come all across India.
So as Aditya explained, we have been allotted land in Madhya Pradesh, 21 acres of land. And we have a plan, but we have not made it public and made it official. So we are waiting for this expansion to finish, or at least give us a month of production, then we would announce a suitable expansion. But we are ready.
Thank you, sir, for patiently answering all the questions. And all the best for the next year, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sorry, for the first time I was not able to join. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Sushil, you are very well there. Yeah.
Sir, out of your module order book, how much is DCR content required and how much is non-DCR?
At present, we have an order book of around, I would say, 55% will be DCR and 45% will be non-DCR.
So the DCR cell, till you put up a capacity, you are procuring domestically from the market or you are buying from a manufacturer?
Sorry?
You are procuring DCR cell?
Yeah. You would have seen it is in the public domain. So we have just signed a deal with the Tata Power Solar for taking DCR cells from them. And we are buying regularly from Jupiter and other manufacturers.
Okay. Second thing is your capex for the cell plant and module plant. Can you give me a number? What would be for a 1.6 gigawatt cell line?
So we, it is in the public domain. So our target, or rather our project is 642 crore for the cell line. And that's it.
642 crores for 1.6 gigawatt cell line.
Yes, correct.
And all brand new machinery, no second hand.
Correct.
Okay, and the module capex which you want to do from current capacity to your next 2 years, what would be the capex cycle?
So we, it is in again, we have just announced the additional 1.2 gigawatt of module in the our Kosi facility. So that will be around 110 crores, which we aim to put up with the internal accrual or a small loan from our bankers.
And is it possible for you to share who's your EPC contractor for the cell plant?
So we are in the, sorry?
Is it the Chinese, the German, who's doing it for you?
It's a Taiwanese team, and then there are one or two Malaysian, then there is some Chinese also. It's a mixture of...
That are individual. I'm asking if you have appointed a contractor, whether it's Centrotherm or the Chinese or XYZ, that's what I'm asking for.
We would not like to share these details in this public forum. And but we are doing very well on that front.
No, no, I have no doubts on your credential. I'm just asking because thing is that in last 24 months, I've seen the guys who have done with Chinese. No doubt now things might have changed after the visit today by the finance minister and upcoming visit of Modi about Chinese visa.
You are worried about the visa. No, sincere. Also, it's a good question. I didn't get the gist of your question. So, we will not be hit by the, if there is no visa, there will be small problem. But majorly, we will not be disturbed by the visa because these guys have already the visa in place and there is no visa problem on Taiwanese.
And for the entire expansion, you don't assume that you would borrow any money or there would be some borrowing?
No,
there's
a small 100-150 crores of debt will be raised, a very small amount. As you would have seen on our last results, we are almost zero debt company. So if we raise 150 odd crores of debt, so it is nam-matra kind of debt. So I explained this. Yeah.
I'm just looking for some input from your side, being experienced man in a solar business. The minister has announced that we have 100 gigawatt of solar manufacturing facility. In your estimate, what is the cell production availability in India today against the manufacturing?
So as of now, around 16 gigawatt of cell capacity is available.
And how much must be captive out of it?
Look, Tata is 4 gigawatt. So technically Tata can consume all 4 gigawatt. Only that way, only Jupiter will be available, which is not making modules. So Jupiter is just 800 megawatt as of now, and will be 2 gigawatt by the end of this year, by December. So the cells are available in the market, and we have been able to buy the cells. It is a little, I would say, complicated. So if my module price or DCR module price is lesser and I earn more on a cell basis, so I would like, and more, at the same time, I do get orders for non-DCR modules also. So there is no point that I will use DCR cells for non-DCR modules. So cells are available in the market. And this is even our plan also. So we will have 3.6 gigawatt of module capacity by next year, July. So, but we may not use all 1.6 gigawatt of cells in-house. We can use all in-house. But if our revenue is better, say 500 megawatt, I am able to sell to another module maker. And I have the EPC contract for non-DCR modules. So I will use some other cells. So this is
I understand that you would balance between DCR and non-DCR.
Correct.
Can you indicate what is the module selling price visibility for this quarter and the cell purchasing price from a domestic or an international market at current price?
Okay. this is becoming a little too technical anyway. So the DCR cell, DCR module in the market is around 24 rupees, and non-DCR is in the market around 15 rupees. And the cells, DCR cell is around 104 rupees we are buying, and non-DCR cell is around 35 odd rupees.
And second thing, sir, this mechanism of solar module and cell, is it a pass-through system? Your entire contracts are now pass-through system on a monthly, weekly, or a quarterly basis, or it is each contract?
Not all contracts are pass-through. Okay, for example, we have an order from SECI, almost 210 odd crores, and there is no pass-through. Except the taxation, which is a pass-through. For example, tomorrow the GST changes, so we can ask for extra GST, or something else changes. But the price-wise, the component or the cell price, if changes, So there is no pass through in that. And there are other orders which we keep on taking on a weekly basis. You would have seen we keep on publishing or informing the exchanges, this order has come, this order has come, or something like that. So over there, there is a fluctuation, and the prices are factored in. So these new orders, so they take care of the current prices or something like that. And over here, I would like to add one more thing, that we are one amongst only few manufacturers with 18 years of experience, and we have survived, and there is a lot of prices have gone up, and at the same time prices have gone down, fluctuations have happened, but we understand the market, we understand the trends, and we safeguard our interests accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you for answering all my questions, and good luck for the year, Shubham. And thank I'll you, connect you independently.
The Sakshi is the person who will, she will take a decision on that. Sakshi?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Pranav Shrimal from Pink Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, talking about the great set of numbers, sir, I just wanted to get an idea of our order book, if you could break it segment-wise and the execution timeline also.
So, we are sitting on an order book of almost 1,600 crore, and this needs to be concluded by the 31st of March, and one quarter is already over, so there will be some spillover also. And because we are only in the fifth month of this year, so we hope to add more orders. So we don't see much of a problem in the orders, and robust growth is expected.
And could you also give me a breakdown of the order book segment-wise? How much is for?
I think we will give it to you by email. If you can send an email to Sakshi, she will reply to you on the email on the breakup of the order, because she has everything.
Understood, sir. And lastly, our second phase of the manufacturing module will come into will be operational by March 26, correct?
Sorry, which one?
The second phase of our module manufacturing. The 1.2 gigawatt expansion.
1.2 gigawatt is operational. 1.2 gigawatt will be additional. 1.2 gigawatt will be operational by the month of November. And by month of November 15th, our first module will be started from Greater Noida facility.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's it from my side. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Devesh Agarwal from Growest Financial Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Sir, my question is regarding the new SGT technology which is coming, and what is your take on Reliance coming in industry?
Okay. Vipin, you are an expert on the technology. Yeah?
Well, thank you. HJT heterojunction, as you described, the cost cost to product benefits are little less. Yes, Reliance, they have money power. They might have opted. They might have seen the benefits, but we don't see any benefit as of now in the HJT. The cost is very high. The module itself, the cell cost the production cost will be very high. That now is more stable lines are PERC and TOPCon, which is a gradual transition from the PERC to the TOPCon. And this is altogether a different technology. I would like to say this much. Hope I answered your question.
Thank you. The line for Mr. Devesh Agarwal has been dropped from the queue. We will move on to the next question. Our next question comes from Varun Sheth, an investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, on the CapEx side, the cell line of 1.2 gigawatts and the additional 1.2 module and then additional another 1.2 module. So, everything is likely to be commenced by next July, that is July 26. That is what you communicated to the earlier participant. So, is my understanding correct?
Correct.
Okay. Second question, sir, is on the US angle, the tariff side and everything. So say, for example, there are players like Vikram Solar who has a good amount of capacity and they are also coming up with additional capacities, and they were earlier majority of their modules they were exporting and now they have suddenly started into the domestic market. So how do you see that landscape and all those capacities now hitting the domestic market? So how do we see that, and how do we see our order book from 2026 onwards? Till March 26 we are full, but possibly after that, how do we see that landscape?
I think I have answered this question in one of the previous questions, and there are a lot of announcements. There are a lot of I will repeat just out of that. There are some announcements, there are some expansions happening, but we have a robust Make in India, Atmanirbhar Bharat movement going on by our Prime Minister Modi, and with which all the modules which were given any pass through, some Chinese modules were coming. So these will be at a rapid pace will be stopped. So almost 98% of the panels which will be required to be used in India will be made in India, and later on the panels with the cells also will have to be made in India, and this kind of, and the demand is also growing up. Looking at the American policy, that is a bit of a worry, but it's a changing, shifting, it's a case of shifting sands. So we do not know what is going to happen in by tomorrow morning itself. The additional 25% may go, and or maybe the additional 25% becomes 50%, because we are dealing with a egoistic person. So and the policies cannot be made looking at those people. So we are very happy that the India market itself is growing rapidly, and with the Suryaghar or Kusum C scheme, B scheme, and otherwise also C&I segments and IPP segment. So all these segments are growing rapidly, and people will try to jump because India is a large country. It's a competitive kind of country. But manufacturing modules from cells need a lot of understanding. It is not a case of me too, that you go and okay, everybody goes and okay, they start manufacturing one day. So you would see that many of these announcements will evaporate also, and there will be few more new announcements also coming up. But the market of almost, there is a market of around 40-50 gigawatt, so which is a good enough market, and again it is growing. So we do not see much of problem generating making our order book for the next year. And I told previously also, so we, as of now, we have an order book of 1,600 crore, and we will, and just 4.5 months have gone. So in the next months, we'll be adding more orders also, and the cell line will also add lot of demand and a lot of excitement in the market from Alpec side. So we don't see any problem. Thank you.
Last question on the guidance you said about 2x, so that's fine as far as FY26 is concerned. But if your cell line and your module, everything is going to come up by say August 26, and if you are going to make a PAT margin of 25% post that, and if your turnover is going to double by FY27, then possibly the PAT will be significantly higher than your stated guidance.
Sir,
any thoughts on that?
as I explained,
my understanding is not correct.
No. Your take is quite correct, I would say. But we are a conservative company, and we would like to kind of give a guidance which is easily possible. Okay. And what you said is also correct. So I would not add anything on top of that.
Okay. And sir, last question, sorry for that, is what is our bid order pipeline if we look at, so over next quarter or by December, what is the bid pipeline that we are looking at, and what is typical our conversion ratio to that?
What bid pipeline? I didn't get the question.
So bid pipeline, in a way, what is our order book pipeline? Is it 2000?
Yeah, I think 1600 worth of
no,
orders.
No, that is
our
order book. I am saying, what is the future order book pipeline, and what is our conversion ratio? So by December, how much more orders, or by March, how much more orders we can expect? That only I wanted to understand.
We would like to build an order book for the next year around 3000 crore, and we are sure that from our 31st March of 2026, we will carry forward an order book of at least 1000 crore. This is our internal estimation, and I have had a talk with my sales people, and in the 7 months we would like to add at least we'll be adding around 1000 crore of orders also. I'm quite sure on that. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you so much, and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would take that as our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashwani Sehgal for closing comments.
Monica, would you like to finish this one for me and for the company?
I would like to thank all the investors, stakeholders for their presence today, and we hope with your support, cooperation and good wishes, we continue with the same zest and same figures in the next quarter as well, and next financial year as well. Thank you so much for attending the meet. Thanks.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. And best wishes, and great evening to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elpex Solar Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may now click on the exit meeting to disconnect.